Grace to you and peace from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. What a timely text. What a timely text. Right before school starts again, right before all that anxiety that comes about from starting something new. As we head into fall, a lot of times this is when just new things happen. New schools start, new careers begin anew, the summertime is over, things change, and all of a sudden we have to step out to a whole new environment. I'm sure most of you can remember the anxiety of what it was like to leave grade school to start high school. Now, if you were like me, you had an older sibling and it was easy. You just had to ask her a bunch of questions. But what if you didn't even have that? Here you are going to a new high school, a new place, a new building. You didn't know what it was going to be like. Yeah, you knew some of your classmates, but what happened if you went to one of those schools where people came from all over? I went to Buford Elementary and then to Union High School. We had more people because Buford had nobody. It was a tiny little town. Union had over 6,000 people. That's big time. That's huge. It's practically the big city. But again, you have all of that anxiety. You're walking into the unknown. What is it going to be like? Who are the people that are going to be there? How are they going to be? What happens if you don't know where your class is? Now, I know some of you guys are thinking, Pastor, it has been so long since I've been to high school. But yet, at the same time, how many of us can relate to such an experience? We remember it. But we also remember those other times when we had to step forward with an element of faith. Maybe it was a new career, a new job. Even a new home. Because sometimes when you step into a new home, it is kind of like that. Yeah, you know where all the basics are. But then when something goes wrong, do you know where the breaker is? I don't know about you, but I've been involved in several situations where I go, where's the breaker? And nobody knows. It's just a divine mystery. But that's just it. How many times have we had that experience where we realize we don't know? We're walking into the unknown. And as we walk into the unknown, it can be filled with a lot of anxiety, but it's also a time of faith. And in that regard, we actually take a look at Abram. Now, we know Abram's name is eventually going to be changed to Abraham. But right now, in this text, in the book of Genesis, he's Abram. His name has not been changed. It's Abram. And a lot of times, when we look at a text that displays and talks about how Abram steps forward in faith, this is the passage that we look at. This is the place that we look at. Where God shows him the stars in the sky. And Abram had faith. But you have to remember where Abram came from. Abram, who did not live near Israel. And yet God called on him. And said, hey, you're going to leave this place and you're going to go over here. Now, yes, he was able to take his wife, servants, and the like, and head over to the promised land. But imagine what that takes. Imagine the amount of faith that you would have for God to simply say, hey, you're going to live over here now. And to pick up everything you've ever known. And to leave. To leave most of your family. Most of your extended relatives, to live the town that you knew where everything was, to leave all the stores and all and all of everything. And in fact, not only are you just moving to another town, you're moving to a whole different culture. The people around you are going to look at things differently than you. They're going to view things differently than you. That is what Abram did. And here in Genesis chapter 15, Abraham looks out and realizes that while he is given this, he still has no offspring. And he's getting older. He's getting to the point where he shouldn't be having offspring anymore. It just doesn't happen. And yet, even at that, God promises. And Abraham latches on to that promise. He latches on to that promise and the promises of God, and he has faith. Now, when we think about our own situations and our own days, we have not gotten the same promise. We have not been told that if we venture off to a new land, that we will have offspring and we will become a great nation. That was the promise that Abraham received. And yet, at the same time, as we reflect in our lives, realize how many promises we have been given. The beauty of looking at Abraham is we can look back at Abraham, and it is our past, and we can see all the ways in which God fulfilled his promises to Abraham. We can see the great nation that he became. We can see his offspring. And we even know where Abraham failed and where he succeeded and where God fulfilled his promises to him. And then we look at the promises that God has made to us. How we have been called as God's children. We have been called God's children. And think of all that we have received, that we have an eternity to look forward to because we have been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. But even more, think of all the promises throughout all of Holy Scripture. Think about Holy Communion, which we're about to partake of. How we will stand here, or kneel, and we will receive the very body and blood of Christ Jesus our Lord. That we will receive the forgiveness of our sins. That we will receive so much. When a child or even an adult stands forward and is baptized, remember the promises. That person stands washed clean. By yes, water, but also the Word. As Luther says, not just plain water, but water combined with the Word of God. It is the Word of God in with and under that water that cleanses. And Paul tells us in Romans chapter 6 that through that baptism we are buried with Christ. And we are made alive with Christ. Great and wonderful promises. Of God. Promises that we have been given. There's going to be times in this life where we're going to step out in faith. And a lot of times, those times are going to be the most anxious. We're going to have the most anxiety. We're going to go to a place that we're not used to. Maybe be asked to do something that we're really not used to doing. And maybe not even comfortable doing. Maybe we'll receive some news that we don't like to hear. And for the first time in a long time, we'll realize that we have no control. And when that time comes, and when we hear that news or we experience that element, we are going to be filled with anxiety. And yet, look at all of our text today. Not just the one in Genesis, but in Hebrews talking about faith, that grabs hold of something not seen. Jesus to his disciples talking about how we are not called to be anxious or to worry, But in all of these things, we grab hold to the promises of Christ, because no matter what happens, no matter what happens, we can always cling hold to that. We can always grasp the very promises that we have been given in God, the very promises that we've been given in Christ Jesus, promises that go well beyond this world, promises that go well beyond what we experience just in the here and now, but instead direct us to a future of eternity, a future of being reconciled with our Heavenly Father and with being with Him. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of Christ